Welcome back. Great to have you with us. The A-League is up and going. It's had its issues like all of the major sporting codes around the world, and theirs were a little greater than others for a time there. We spoke about their inability to get things up and going, but that's just part of what the world we live in today. Patrick Kisnorbo is a Melbourne City assistant. He joins us from Sydney in quarantine under New South Wales health regulations. Welcome, Patrick.
Good morning, guys.
How challenging has it been? We've got a greater appreciation as each day goes by about how difficult it is to get sporting organisations and competitions around the world going and keeping them going. How frustrating and how challenging has it been?
Yeah, look, like you said before, you know, at the moment, it's the world we live in. It's not ideal. With the pandemic, it makes things difficult, but obviously, you know, we try and do our best because obviously, you know, we want to keep this game playing and so people can watch. And, you know, it's part and parcel in what we have to deal with at the moment.
And how did the players cope with it all? I know the frustrations were obvious, but how did they handle it all?
Yeah, to be fair, they've been great. End of the day, they're doing something that they love. And that's to play sports and play soccer. So I know that the conditions aren't ideal, but at the moment it's the way it is, you know, all around the world, and we're doing our best.
Hey Patrick, I was doing some research on you yesterday, and this popped up. And I know this happened many years ago, but talk us through your act of bravery that led to the Leeds fans falling in love with you many years ago. What did you actually do?
I don't know if it was bravery or stupidity. Look, I think it was the first game, and I went up for a head challenge and I stood my head open, which required stitches. But further on, it needed plastic surgery because I had a hole in my head. But I refused to get an operation or have any surgery because, you know, I wanted to keep my spot in the team.
And they fell in love with you, the Leeds. How many stitches did that... you talk about the gash. How many stitches did it require? It was a nasty gash.
I think it was like all up 22. So, you know, but the thing was I keep playing every week, I keep reopening, splitting. So that's why I used to wear the headband, because it didn't heal. So obviously time has healed and it's okay now. But if you peeled back the scar now, there'd probably be a massive hole there.
I just love the story, Gary, because at the time, Patrick, you obviously must have been thinking, gee, if I've taken all this time to get into the team, if I go out of the team, I may not get back in, so I'm just going to keep playing.
Yeah, look, I think with you know, playing at that level, you know, you never want to lose your spot, and it was the first game of the season that happened. So, and I just moved the week, so the last thing was to sort of take time off and you know, get an operation and all that, so I would have time out of the team. You know, I think it was a World Cup year, so I just wanted to, you know, play as many games as I could for the club and make myself available for the World Cup squad.
And you're still following them closely, Patrick? They're back in the Premier League after a 16-year absence?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I've got some friends still there. Look, it's massive for the club, for the city, for the fans, for the players. And it's great to see him back, you know, in the Premier League.
Just back to Melbourne City. So you're heading into another hub, is that right? Is that the next one going to be down in the Hunter Valley?
Yes, so we leave isolation on Saturday to go into the Hunter Valley, where we can start preparing for our first game against Sydney.
And what sort of facilities will be available for you?
Look, we'll be on some sort of resort, I think, which will have obviously, you know, which we'll all cordoned off and we'll have our own rooms and stuff like that. We'll have pictures available, which is great. End of the day, you know, we need to understand that we're going there to do a job. Situations aren't ideal for everyone, but it's the world we live in at the moment.
Hey Patrick, what shape are the boys in? Given that, you know, the stop-start nature of this, the pandemic, you know, getting out to the airport, not going, coming back, that type of thing, I would have thought that would have led to some frustrations within the group. So, how have you been able to consolidate this group?
Look, during obviously the situation, our boys were training really hard on their own. So when it was time to come back, they were in great, you know, condition. So they've been really good. They've keeping themselves fit. Obviously, training when we started, we've really pushed them and worked them. The only thing is now, we'd like to play some games, but obviously due to the situation, we're not able to. So, we do the best that we can with what we have, and we keep trying to push the players.
Now, the title race itself is still alive in the middle of all this. Sydney FC failed to beat Newcastle the other night. Is there still belief within your group that you can lift the trophy at the end of this season?
Yeah, look, I'll probably just give the old cliche sort of answer. We're just going there, game by game, and that's it. And whatever happens at the end happens. But we need to concentrate firstly on Sydney FC, on August the 1st.
And you were coach of the women's team for a period of time. Obviously, yep. Now you're an assistant there. There's a couple of jobs yep. up for grabs at the end of this season, even now. Would you be confident enough in your own coaching ability to put your hand up?
Look, at the moment, I'm just concentrating on Melbourne City and how we could, be better, every day. What happens after that? I have no control over. So I'm just worrying about my situation now and trying to be the best that I can here.
Yeah. And that's what you want to be, though, a senior coach, Patrick.
What was that? Sorry?
You do want to be that. That's something that you do covet?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I have aspirations of being a senior coach, but right at this present time, I'm concentrating at the job in hand, for our team.
Hey, Patrick, you got your first game back against Sydney SC on Saturday week. You might be out of sight here, but you're not out of mind from our point of view with our Melbourne teams in the A-League. We wish you well. Hopefully you can start with a bang and you're back in the title hunt.
Yeah, really appreciate it, guys. We need as much Melbourne support as we can as we're here for quite a while, so I appreciate it. Thank you.
Not a problem in the world. Patrick Gisnorbo there, the Melbourne City assistant. They will finish quarantine very shortly and then they'll be able to get stuck back into the A-League season. Hey, that Liverpool-Chelsea game, Whispers.
What's going on?
84th minute, 5-3, if you don't mind. 5-3. Liverpool are leading Chelsea 5-3. Let's take the 7 o'clock news. Some footy chat. There's some interesting footy stuff kicking around. We'll have a chat about it after we hear from Meredith.